special use, 10,141 and 142?
Yes.
Okay. Case number 10,141, Edward F. Jacobson, east of Road 357, east of Marsh Hope Way, being Lot 30 within W. Glenn Newton's development, a special use exception to place a windmill.
141.
Huh?
10-141?
Yes.
Call the corporate with the other one.
I thought you already did that.
That's old business.
That's old business, but I asked you in the beginning if you would put these two together.
Okay, you did, and then, so now they've been taken under advisement, so now they're back to the...
Okay, in other words, I don't have to read them again? Okay, fine, I'll go to the next case then. 10,2001. Catherine L. Corley, east of Route 1, northwest of Sabrina Drive, being Lot 29 within Midway Estates Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Mary Ann Slinkman, 110 Cornwall Road, for H.
Spell your last name.
S-L-I-N-K-M-A-N.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm Daniel Myers, here on behalf of the applicant, Catherine Colley. Mm-hmm. And this is a request for a side yard setback variance of 0.6 feet on the northeast side of the property, and for a 1.1 foot variance from the rear yard setback for a 100 square foot shed. This property is located in Midway Estates, which was originally subdivided in 1972, shortly after the zoning ordinance was enacted. And that may be a reason for the number of variances that have been needed in this subdivision. The house in question was built in 1973, stick-built construction on a permanent foundation. It's been there in violation for 35 years. The shed is on a concrete foundation. A building permit for that was obtained in 1988. The property was not built by the applicant. It was built by four owners ago. So the applicant did not create the violations. If you look at the survey, there is an attached garage on the southeast side of the property, southwest. There's no way the house can be moved over or to create a violation on that side. The attached garage was added in 1990. And again, it wasn't added by the applicant. I have a witness, if you will. State your name for the record.
Mary Ann Slinkman.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a real estate agent.
Are you familiar with this property in question?
Yes, I am.
Have you listened to what I presented to the board?
Yes, I have.
If I asked you to testify as to those issues, would you testify in the same manner?
Yes.
Are you familiar with the property surrounding this?
Yes, I am.
And that's in your experience as a realtor?
Yes.
And would these violations create an adverse effect on the neighboring properties?
No.
Because of the difficulties facing the owner in having to move the property, where they actually can't move it, they'd have to cut a half a foot off of the house. And to move the shed, because it is on a permanent foundation, you've heard testimony that it's been there for 35 years for the house and 20 for the shed, and testimony of Ms. Slinkman that it wouldn't have any adverse effect on the community. We'd ask that you grant the variances.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, was a CO issued for the shed?
No. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Brown?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10201, as it was not created by the applicant. It's been there for quite a number of years. I don't believe it will offer such a character to the neighborhood. It will not adversely affect adjacent or neighboring properties.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,201. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Case number 10,000.